What's good, Temp? How are you?
Oh man, I'm actually in a good mood, man, now that I heard that little wild intro. Always puts a smile on your face.
I thought you were gonna say you're in a good mood now that you can see.
I mean, no, I always could see, bro. Like, this is just nearsighted now. Like, you know, the fine print. Like, I actually went to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still 20/20. Like, I don't need them for driving or for long distance. It's just like, the fine print. You know, like, right now, this is a plus one, and it just looks better looking at my computer. Everything is clearer. Little slightly magnified, but listen, this is old age. Just like she said, welcome to your 40s. I said, hey, all right. All right. You know, it is what it is. I mean, everybody gets old. You'll get old. All right.
One
but
day.
Let me play this real quick.
Hey, daddy.
It's old bum ass nigga.
BoxingWorks.com.
Put his ass in the dirt.
BoxingWorks.com.
This a dollar bee.
It's old bum ass nigga.
BoxingWorks.com. BoxingWorks.com.
All right. Shout out to Dollar DiBiase. That was a Blair the Flair intro. Not a lot of Blair. I felt like those quotes somehow were Earl's, because that's what Earl was tweeting. And that's kind of the main topic of the show. It's like, to you, did he win and losing? Honestly, I think he won and losing. He had Earl Spence Jr., and he had Terrence Crawford watching his fight, tweeting about his fight to their much larger audiences. And what it does show is that talking will get you everywhere, and everyone will look and pay attention. So now, had Blair won, do you think Earl and Crawford would have tweeted? You think they would have let him know they were watching?
They would have critiqued his performance in some way, somehow, you know.
I don't know. I think he won and losing. I'm going to just go ahead and say that. I remember Diego Chavez was undefeated, and he fought Keith One Time Thurman, and Thurman knocked him out to the body, but he did so well that he got credit, and right away he got a Timothy Bradley fight and even a Brandon Reels fight after that, or, you know, before, you know, those three names is all I know. And I think this is what happened. No, he didn't look good, but I think that promoters and fight fans can see that he moves the needle. He got 2 pound-for-pound fighters to watch his fight, to put it on their story. Earl can't say he doesn't have the zone. He can't. Like, dead zone, all that shit the PBC be trying to say. You was watching it, and right. Blair got you there. Woo! Yes, sir. I'm just saying. I don't know. I think he won in losing. I'm just saying.
I saw. Did you? You went back and watched it?
Yeah.
Because I know you were asleep when it happened live, so.
Nah.
You weren't here when we were watching it in
no,
studio.
Remember when I only was asleep for, like, the first 2 rounds. Yeah.
Bro,
I wasn't here,
you
obviously.
Got here. No, you got here.
I got here for the start
the
of Berlanga.
End.
But what I'm saying is, when you and I communicated and I turned on the zone, he was about in the third round.
Oh, so you were watching it on the way here.
Of course. Gotta do my job somehow, man.
I thought you were a safe driver.
I mean, you know.
Insurance,
gotta do my job somehow.
Insurance rates about to spike up. No, yo, he looked terrible. He looked very bad.
Yeah, no, I seen.
Yeah, he looked very bad.
He was moving too much. He was moving too much, man. Listen, you can't run from a Mexican. They throw in too many punches, and if they got some sort of pop, it's gonna affect you. You can't be on that back foot unless you got superb boxing skills.
Really quick, I do want to thank everybody who is joining us on TikTok
and YouTube.
And YouTube at both youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice and on TikTok at TheBoxingVoice. For those of you who may be joining us on TikTok for the first time, you can head over to youtube.com/theboxingboys and get our produced, you know, get our final product. Our TikTok is more of a behind-the-scenes kind of version. For the full production, please head over to youtube.com/theboxingboys. And for those on both YouTube and on TikTok, make sure to leave us a like. Make sure to subscribe and follow.
Yes, sir. Numbers is power, and we're trying to get to 132,000 subscribers right now. Looks like we're at 131,054. But let me see. You know what? You never know what happens. You know, that was the last time I checked. Let's drum roll it up. So refresh. What do we got? Oh, 131,456.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
So we're almost there. We're almost halfway there to get to 132,000. Yeah, man, let's get right into it. Let's see what topics we got to discuss. Well, I mean, let's stick to that. Earl Spence obviously had some things to say. Shout out to Dollar DiBiase. They caught him on the intro, but basically he said, put him in the dirt, and that was after Cobbs was finished and done. And before that, basically he said that Rocha was beating Red from the five heartbeats. But again, it just shows me that when people say, oh, you know, you ain't got to talk, don't talk, like Blair put himself out there. Had he not looked bad, the job would have been done. You understand? His plan would have been the right plan. He just – imagine someone who can fight is all I can say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That will also go above and beyond to put themselves out there from a verbal standpoint and then finish it off with the caveat in the ring, you know, the cherry on top.
No, absolutely. Look, obviously his comments, him putting himself out there, got Terrence Crawford and got Errol Spence to tune in and watch his fight last night. But obviously the job wasn't done, you know. He didn't get the job done. Unlike you, I don't feel like last night was a win for him, you know, in any
wow.
sense. No, I don't feel like that.
Everybody's talking about him. Everybody's talking about him. All the Errol Spence fans, they're making memes, and you know they're going in on Blair, and it's hard and harsh. But listen, man, we've said it here before. All publicity is good publicity, and they're talking about him.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I hear you and I see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see everything you're speaking of. Just not a not something I necessarily agree with. I don't see him getting battered in the ring for what, 8-9 rounds last night, a win in any sense.
Okay, but how many guys have you seen get battered in the ring and get a return fight? eBay got battered in the ring and end up getting a Jared Anderson fight. Like, mm-hmm. This is boxing. Jerry Forrest, you know, he got dropped 3 times and got a fight again. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, this is boxing, bro. Like, if you
I don't
are,
think he's done.
No, of course not. That's what I'm saying. I think
he's done.
I think he's going to be used again as another B-side. It's his job to stop being a B-side.
You know, but my thing was, you know, he's just – with the wrong promoter to begin with. You know, Golden Boy doesn't have any welterweights for him. They got somebody for you, and, you know, you lose in the manner that you lose in, that just now the entire world is like, yo, if Alexis Rocha did this to you, what is Bud, what is Errol going to do to you?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that's all. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised. It's not what I expected.
Yes, I was. I was surprised.
Definitely not what I expected, but I wasn't surprised. You know, and when I spoke to you off camera, obviously the intention was to do both fights. But when I I was surprised at how much you wanted to do that fight. Reason being, I'm like, yo, this dude's like not even like
ranked.
Like, what do you mean we're gonna do it? And I got to the studio a little bit early.
But that's the point. I only watch you when I gotta watch you. My man has talked so much. Bro, the video that we did in this studio with him where he said, I dare Terrence Crawford to fight me, is getting residual numbers.
No,
all fight week, it was buzzing. Last night when he lost, that shit was buzzing. Like, I'm getting residual numbers. People love a talker, man. People, you know, you could call him a clown because I see people calling him that. You know what I'm saying? You could call him a clown. You could call him whatever you want. He got your attention. That's what he did. You watched him.
No,
the numbers went up. The zone gonna see those numbers went up.
No, absolutely. You know, we had him here. He talks. You don't ever see him with a shirt on. You get what I'm saying?
Yo, and that's another thing. He doing his job so well. Virgil Ortiz questioned, like, is he on steroids? Because my man was ripped up when he did the video. Like, oh, let's fight Mimikison. You know what I'm saying? Virgil out here questioning, is he on steroids? Come on, man. He doing something right. He just got to fight a little bit better. That's all.
He's definitely doing something.
Yo,
right.
And he had Freddie, so I don't even understand what the hell was going on, because it's like you got Freddie. Freddie should have been known that you was a boxer, not a puncher, because my man was on his bike from the rip. He was moving.
He was moving.
He was moving. So I don't know, man. But I thought that was interesting, man. I think that Blair in a loss got more buzz than Rocha in the win, in my opinion. But, you know, we can move on. I mean, do you want to talk about anybody on that undercard other than Blair?
No.
And there you go. He did his fucking job. There ain't nothing to talk about but him on the whole DAZN card. There you go. We can move on to Berlanga on Top Rank ESPN.
Nah, I mean, that's the, just being honest with you, that's the card I was watching. I was watching the ESPN card. I caught the tail end of Mickinson and Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, caught the Cobbs fight, but I was more tuned in, more interested in the ESPN fights, you know, from top to bottom, honestly.
Star of the show, Xander Zayas. Stole the show for me. Young man is looking, he's looking good. Obviously, this is not the level of opposition that you can write home about, but he's doing his thing, man. He continues to do his thing. He continues to look, just look good, straight up. Look good, man. Can we get a screen share here? I mean, the boy, he's just, and again, traditional Puerto Rican left hook. See how many lefts? Look at another left, and another left, another left, another left. You know, and we did not see that from Berlanga. You know, Berlanga, he didn't give us that last night. But shout out to Zayas, man. Definitely 19 years old.
Yes.
Big guy. And a young kid, he's got a promising future ahead of him, man.
No, absolutely. I'm very interested to see how he develops into his body, right? You just mentioned 19. He's the youngest fighter Top Rank has ever signed.
Well, now, because once upon a time, what's his name? Gabriel Flores Jr. was the youngest at 16. They signed him.
I think Xander was younger than him when he got signed.
I don't think he was 15, but all right. All right. Almanac. Somebody check who's right. The Almanac, is he lying with a straight face, y'all? Yo. Yo, Berlanga won a North American Championship WBO title. Can we get a screen share? What sort of pressure you think this puts on him? I mean, obviously,
he won that in the last fight.
I mean, don't matter. I mean, yeah. He's got a belt now, yeah. And it moves him in the rankings. John Beck is ahead of him, obviously, but he's still on that side of the street. And is that the same weight? Nope,
no.
That's 60.
Yeah,
that's 60.
John Beck.
Okay, he's safe. He's safe because he ain't looking good. What you thought? Oh, you want to not? I get it. I get it. You know, he's close to home.
I wasn't mad at the fight. Like, I'm watching the fight.
Wait, what's that mean?
Like, I wasn't mad at the fight. I wasn't mad at the fact that he got some rounds. I wasn't impressed with what I saw. I see room for improvement, but there's supposed to be room for improvement. You get what I'm saying? Like, he's very young. I want to say he's only 24 years old. Definitely things to work on, but I wasn't mad at the fight. Now, if he comes back, right, and some of the issues I saw are still there, and there's been no improvement, then, you get what I'm saying, then I'd be concerned. Then I'd be, you know, concerned. In his last fight, let's keep in mind, he had the injury, he had the knockdowns, overcame that, fought through adversity. His last opponent, you know, was a very good opponent. Okay, cool. From his last fight to what we saw last night, I saw improvement from that to this. I still see things that I'd like for them to work on.
Mm-hmm.
But from his last fight to last night, there was definitely improvement. There's still holes, but they're supposed to be right now.
I guess, man. I don't know that I can be as nice as you. I feel like, you know, there was no body work really being done. I know towards the end of the fight, he landed a lot of, like, right hands, kind of like shovel uppercuts, you know, to the body. But it just, you know, he's got to do some things, man. He's got to do some things, man. He was headhunting in there, and
the body work, you know, cutting off that ring.
He didn't. Yo, my God. He just let him out.
Yeah.
Out the left side all night, which is crazy because he could have threw to his right to stop him from going that way. And he's a right-hand puncher, but the problem is he's winding too. He's like Madonna overhand righting instead of like shooting the Gennady straight right. That's why Gennady cuts the ring off so well. He's got this high guard, and he's jabbing. Now you're trying to get out because that thudding jab, and then he's like, boom, catches you over there. Or, you know what I'm saying, hooks that way and hooks again. Watch some replays of Gennady. I don't understand, man. You know, he was headhunting. It seemed like he didn't have a lot of moves. But he I got people texting me that they felt Rose won. You know, they felt he was robbed. Like, you know, he out-jabbed him. He outworked him. I don't know. They got to work on some stuff for real, man, because, again, he's not cutting the ring off, so he's letting his opponent out of danger.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I didn't see or hear from anyone who felt that Rose won, but I did see people telling me that they felt the number of voices in the corner during the fight was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that from several people personally texting me, calling me, as well as people on Twitter. What do you make of that? You know, obviously,
I mean, people going to have that to say because there was so many people there. You know, it's like Kay is there, but he's still being loyal to Andre. So, you know, the father's there and that's his blood. So, you know, you're going to say something. It's not like we haven't seen this before. You know, we've seen other corners get crowded. You know what I mean? That regardless, even if we didn't hear a voice, someone would have something to say because there's multiple trainers in that corner. Look, at the end of the day, none of that shit matters. It's Berlanga that has to do what he's got to do. It's he who gets in the ring. And, you know, to me, he just looked like he didn't have enough moves for plan of attack. Like, he even switched to southpaw, man.
He just switched to southpaw.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Like, that ain't your thing, man. But look, you live, you learn. He got the win. He moves on.
Yeah, no, and look, Ness, for me, what was it? The first 16 fights. How many did he have with the first round knockout? It was 16, right?
Yeah, well, 15. I think it was the first 15. And that's what I'm saying. That's the hype. No, that's the machine.
So, okay, so it was 16, right? It was 16. Cool. You got not even 16 full rounds of professional experience, and then Damon Nicholson takes you 8.
Yep.
So literally, you're 16-0, 16 first-round knockouts.
Mm-hmm.
And then your 17th opponent.
So is this another excuse?
No.
You're trying to say he's inexperienced?
No. I'm saying that it's good for him. Just how you felt that Blair, in a way, won last
night. Yeah, I get you. He's getting some needed rounds.
Getting those rounds in.
I hear you.
I'm looking at it that way.
But you could get them rounds and look more dominant. Like, I want to see you be able to land a 1-2. I don't want to see you shoot the 1 and your 2 is all over your armpit now on top of your opponent's head. Like, nah, man. Yo, I seen him hit. What's my man name? He fought
Steve Rose.
He hit Rose at the top of the head with his bicep one time. Come on, man. But I...
Really quick, though, before...
But no, we can't switch, because Jaime Munguia seen food. Jaime Munguia, like, yo, come on down to 160. Let's get it in. What you think about that?
My man's been at 68 his whole career. Like, it was kind of...
I mean, yo, that's a big fight, though.
If he that much food, then you don't got to weight drain him, try to kill him.
You're right.
And go to 68.
But who's the name, man? You can't ask the champ to move up. I'm the champ. You want this sauce with me? I'm the name. Come down here.
I would be willing to bet that they're probably both as big of a draw, respectively.
Nah. First of all, Mexico versus Puerto Rico, that's going to be litty.
Of course.
Jaime's a former world champ. It would be a step up for Berlanga. Bruh, Jaime would be the favorite.
No, I believe he would.
Jaime would be the favorite.
I'm just saying, you know, there is...
Jaime.
There is a machine behind Edgar in Top Rank. There is a machine behind Edgar in ESPN. There's machines behind Edgar.
Bruh, there's a machine...
In Fat Joe.
There's a machine behind Munguia. And it's the fucking punches. He's a machine gun. You seen all them hands he lets go?
Yeah, I'm not saying that he wouldn't be the favorite. I just said I feel like attractiveness, star power right now.
That'll be a good fight. They should think about making that maybe at a catchweight for Jaime. That's a good fight, Mexico versus Puerto Rico. That's a big fight without a belt, man. For real. Like, they don't even need their belt. They can do that. And... that's a good enough fight. Jaime style versus Berlanga, who's a puncher, but he's a single shot puncher. You know what I mean? So he's going to be in a firefight with Munguia. That could end up being a trilogy with no belt, man. They could be the next Gotti Ward. I swear. Listen, I got
imagine they do like do one here, one there. And then, like...
What, Mexico, Puerto Rico?
Yeah, do one in Puerto Rico, one in Mexico, one in Vegas.
Better do one in Texas than in Mexico, right? It's going to be hard to get that ticket money, but I got, like, 3 Super Chats back-to-back from MadBet100 out in Kansas City. He said, Blair lost, but the boxing world tuned in. Hashtag, get Rashidi Ellis a fight, motherfuckers. Right back with another one. Edgar didn't bring a toolbox or belt, just a hammer. That's what I'm saying. He looked like he ain't have enough moves. And Ja Tucker won. Andre and Bradley Hayton.
Did you watch that fight?
I didn't.
I did. He did win.
Mm.
I don't think Ward or Bradley were hating. Mm. I think they were stating the obvious.
Was Bradley hating when he said Berlanga is no longer the chosen one? He's the phony one? Yo. At one point, I remember Bradley was like the company man on Top Rank, and now he out there. Like, he been saying some wild shit. Like, remember, he came for Spence. Now he's like, yo, fuck it. I'm going to speak my mind.
Canelo, the WBC.
Yeah, no, he's on it. He's on one right now. But what you think about that? Calling, like, he works for Top Rank, bro. He called him the phony one.
I saw some interviews he did last night. Whatever I saw didn't include that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, he's very critical.
Yeah.
He's very critical. He was very critical of Shakur Stevenson. You know, and what did we see from Shakur? We saw a more aggressive,
yes,
a sharper. Tim Bradley is a very critical individual, but I don't think, like I said, I didn't.
From a place of motivation, you think? Not, you know, not malice, just a motivational,
yeah,
like,
yeah, I think,
critique. Because I hear what you're saying. When he talked about Shakur, it forced Shakur to go out there and do better against the Herring.
And he said that after the Herring fight, and actually he said it on my interview I did with Shakur a few days ago that is up right now on YouTube.com/TheBoxingVoice. But he said it again. Look, man, at the end of the day, it's on you. Doesn't matter who criticizes you. Doesn't matter who says what. It's on you. Obviously, you do need a team to make it happen, but it's you ultimately that steps into the ring. It's on you to make that happen. But in regards to that super chat from MadBen100, in regards to the Tucker fight and the commentary that was held during that fight,
mm-hmm,
I kind of agreed. I kind of agreed. Tucker was showboating, doing all this other stuff, but it's like you fighting with your hands down. This is not. He was doing stuff you don't want to see from a young fighter,
mm-hmm,
because at the end of the day, you're fighting a guy that you're supposed to beat. So you doing this is proving what, or helping you in what way, you know? So I did agree with the commentary, when it came to that fight. But what was the third super chat, Ness? From MadBen100, you said he had
three. Yeah, no, that was the third one where he said Ja Tucker won.
Okay.
Well,
number two, numero dos.
Gotta pardon me there, buddy. But you know, let's finish wrapping up on that Top Rank card, because they had you know, obviously we talked about the Xander Zayas performance. I don't know if you want to mention anything or anyone else on that.
Yeah, I mean,
undercard.
That super chat just led us to talk a little bit about Jai Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bruce Susu Carrington had a
beautiful performance. Let me screen share that.
Sensational knockout.
He looked amazing.
Shout out to Shushu
in his knockout win. And you know, he suffered some adversity in that fight. Can I get a screen share, George? So this is Shushu from Brooklyn, and he was fighting a Dominican from what I was told. And I got texts like, yo, you watching? You know, this dude's giving Shushu a little bit of trouble. And when I tuned in, I didn't get to see trouble. I got to see this knockout. And
jab, sticking him on the outside, and
flattened him. I mean, my man, you know, he looks exhausted, but the combination, beautiful. You know, and it has to be said, Berlanga did sell this out. So again, you know, when considering that Jaime fight, that's something they need to maybe you know, revisit. Seriously.
Yeah, definitely. Bruce Carrington now moving to 3-0, 2 KOs. You know, second fight of the year, second knockout candidate of the year, right? So shout out to him. Definitely you know, definitely looked impressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also on the card, Kelvin Davis.
He's another K Caroma trained fighter as well.
Yes, Bruce Carrington, that is. Kelvin Davis.
Mm-hmm.
He had a nice, you know, knockout.
And that's
as well.
The brother of Keyshawn Davis.
Right, the older brother.
Yep.
Absolutely the older brother. So Keyshawn was scheduled for the card. They chose to keep the opponent but move him to the Shakur Stevenson Miguel Oscar Valdez undercard. So yeah, no, it was a decent night of fights. It was a decent night of fights.
Did you catch the Juan Bowser fight? I missed that one, man.
Yes, I did.
How'd he do? Because Tony Lewis, you know, he doesn't have any big win, but he's been in there and lost to some decent names, Tony Lewis has. So how did Bowser do? Because he's starting to move up, man. He's starting to move along in the in
You know
the
what?
Ranks.
I lied. No. Bowser was opening fight.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. That's when I was making my way to the studio. I didn't catch his fight. I was thinking of a fight on the prelims, but I didn't catch his fight. Really quick, though, before we do move on, I want to just get your thoughts since we are on the ESPN Top Rank card. I heard a little bit, you know, not everything, but basically it sounds like ESPN Top Rank are planning to throw Berlanga and Xander on a card Puerto Rican Day weekend. Just your thoughts on that after what you saw last night from...
So, like, June, you thinking June in New York again?
I think it was June 11th.
Okay.
June.
No, I mean, listen, yeah, it June doesn't 11th. Matter how bad he looks. He sold out the spot. Like, you keep building. You know, vulnerability sells, too. Why do you think Amir Khan gets so many paydays? You know, vulnerability sells, especially since he's undefeated. That's why Jaime's calling for him, because everybody wants to be the first one to beat Ryan Garcia. They all think they can do it. So, you know, they're looking at him and they think they can do it. That's all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you want to move on to our next topic?
That's a good fight, man. Gabe versus Berlanga. I don't know. Berlanga might lose that fight because he can't knock out Gabe.
Nobody can knock out Gabe, it seems like, right?
He can't knock out Gabe, and Gabe might outbox you, man. The thing is Gabriel Rosado going to turn old overnight on that night? Is the youth of Berlanga too much? But I didn't even see him put punches together where he could wear down a Gabe Rosado, I don't think. You know, he's got to get better on his pressure, you know, and applying it for sure, in my opinion. But moving on, we got... The minister, the cultural minister of the Ukraine has now offered both Oleksandr Usyk and Vasyl Lomachenko the chance to leave the country and defend, you know, the country's defense forces to train for potential next fights. Isn't that crazy, right? That they're like, yo, don't worry about this war we're having and the fact that we need all hands on deck. Go out there and be great for our country, even though there might not be a country for you to come back to.
Definitely crazy, and definitely...
Sports is big in the world.
Even crazier to think that both men were not in country. They chose to travel in country knowing what was at stake, knowing what was going on. So definitely huge from what I'm hearing. It basically seems like as far as the potential Lomachenko... Cambosos fight,
uh-huh.
That has to be confirmed, like, dead set in stone in the next few days. I'm hearing no later than this week. No later than this week. So in the next few days, a few business days at least, hopefully we'll hear a confirmed opponent, whether it be Lomachenko if he chooses to leave the country, or whether it be Devin Haney or someone else, right? So... You know, it's no secret for me, Haney was always the fight to be made, so.
It's funny, a lot of people are like, oh, two people can't change a war, let them come fight. But they easily forget that Muhammad Ali, or should I say Cassius Clay, was stripped and even imprisoned, right?
Imprisoned.
For not going to defend his country. And it just goes to show, you know, like, obviously where we're at in life, you know, because instead of being asked to fight for your country, they're asking you to literally go fight for your country in the ring.
Which is funny.
In a way. But, yeah, man, I mean, do you think that this actually does something? Like, or is this just a headline to scare Haney and, you know, give us something to talk about? Because up until this recent piece of news, we thought, Vasyl was out, and Cambosos and Haney now have to fight. But this puts Vasyl back kind of in play.
Definitely puts him in play. But then the question becomes, does either man want to leave? They're letting them leave.
Yeah.
But do they want to leave?
And how would they be looked at amongst their comrades?
Well, you know, that's a very good question because, once again, let's keep in mind, they chose to go to the Ukraine. Neither man was in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Both men were gone. They chose to come back. I think actually with Lomachenko, I want to say he was in the Ukraine, got his family to grieve,
yep,
and then went back.
Sure did. That's exactly how it played out.
So, you know, once again, for questions like the one you just asked, how would they be looked at from the people around them, whatever the case may be? Would they, you know, you never know what goes through their head in order to make that decision, because if they made the decision to fight, why would they make the decision to leave knowing what was at stake when they made the decision to fight? So it'll be interesting. You know, like I said, I'm hearing the next few business days, no later than the end of this week, when it comes to Kambosos and who he is fighting, that should be confirmed by the end of this week.
So I'm going through our Blair the Flair interview in studio and just reading some of the comments. And the first one is 4 hours ago. It says, this interview didn't age well. He almost got killed. The ref stopped the fight, and he was so fucked up. He was throwing body shots at the ref. Did you see that?
Yeah, I actually called that when
that
it happened.
That was crazy.
On our live fight chat last night.
Yeah, that was crazy. But this is what I'm saying, right? This is why I'm coming here. Look how many people are coming to comment on this video. This is what I'm saying. Like, even in losing, he's winning. Even in losing, he's winning, man. No one is just forgetting him.
Definitely not being forgotten. Mm-mm. Absolutely not.
Like, forgotten is Steve Rose. No one's talking about Steve Rose today.
Okay.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see if anyone calls in, but no one's talking about Steve Rose.
Yeah. I see how you're comparing it. And in that manner, it makes sense, right? In that manner, it makes sense. People are good or bad. They're talking about, you know, Blair Cobbs, but they're not talking about Steve Rose. So in that form, that does make sense.
Bruh. He got 197 comments on this, man. Yo, the worst thing is that he's with Freddie. So it's like, is it over? Like, you already had a legendary trainer. Can he rebuild from this? Can someone get him back?
What do you mean? Like, can somebody, like, transform him?
No, bring him back. Like, can another trainer, you know, get more out of Blair?
No, I think any trainer he works with will get more out of him, in the sense that it's just a new set of eyes. So they look at things differently. They're able to teach you something that...
Yo, oh my God. I'm sorry to cut you. It just came in my head. Tank versus the Flair. You know that shit sells. You know it sells. Tank versus the Flair. Woo! Nah, you don't like it? You wouldn't go to that one?
Nah. I mean, I would go because it's Tank. But...
Nah, I think he needs a win, though. He needs a win because the shit-talking ain't going to work off a loss, even though Thurman did it, right? I got Mr. Steal Your Chin celebrating 8 months of membership in the champ level. He says, it's better for them to box in the public eye. They offered to fight. They were... not drafted, so comparing the two situations is wrong. Moral support will help Ukrainians. Oh. I don't know that it would hurt them because they chose the fight. Because some people are going to look at that as, you know, they're very patriotic.
Yeah, but because of that, would they even want to leave? You know?
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm sure their wives would love for them to be up out of there.
You know, so to me, that's the question. Is like, do they even want to leave, for one? And if they do choose to leave,
mm-hmm.
still a lot of variables because there's still going to be an ongoing war, you know, going on back home in the Ukraine. So very interesting because, like you said, nobody thought that either fight would be happening next for, you know, for those guys. That, you know, it seemed like AJ was going to find a new opponent. It seemed like Kambosos was going to go the Devin Haney route.
No, it seems like AJ might be fighting Joyce or Parker, which is crazy because he already fought Parker, so he wants, like, a rematch with Parker.
Yeah, that was a unification fight, actually. That was the IBF when Joshua just had the IBF and
yeah.
IBO, and then Parker had the WBO, so.
Yep.
Well.
No, we don't, but we got more topics to discuss. Well, actually,
that's why, because I was like, we already discussed it.
Yeah, we do got a super chat. Mad Bet says Blair versus Brandon Lee. He was talking ish, but hasn't beaten anybody. But Brandon Lee's
a 54 pounder.
No, 40.
You right. 40. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Fundura?
Yeah, Fundura. But yeah, Brandon Lee smokes him, you know.
He does. Not. Come on, man. Brandon Lee be moving up. We don't even know. Like, he hasn't even fought anybody in his own division, let alone move up.
Yeah, but I said what I said.
Don't at you.
I said what I said.
Oh, man.
You know, definitely want to thank all of our people joining us live here on both youtube.com/TheBoxingBoys and on TikTok as well. We have some content that we'll be dropping, some behind-the-scenes content that we'll be dropping on TikTok. So be on the lookout for that. Regardless of what platform you're joining us on, make sure to follow, subscribe, and hit that like.
Damn, Fab came through to see Berlanga?
Oh, yeah, they brought him out last night.
Jimmy Jones and Mano?
Yeah, they brought him out last night.
That's what I'm saying. Him and Jaime, that shit might have to happen, bruh.
You know, obviously.
Let me get a screen share for these young. Oh, you did that already. My man, George. Look at that. Jim getting old. Look at Jim. My beard's starting to get white, too. That's crazy.
You going to keep it or you going to dye it? Like?
Nah, man. Yo, we all natural, man. Out here faking the funk, man. Yo, Cam, look at Cam Fab looking Dominican in old age and shit.
Yeah, obviously, Fat Joe was in the building.
Thank you, George.
Mike Towers walked him out.
What you think of that? What you think of that?
Nah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it was.
That's cool. I like the theater.
They had that thing packed.
I like the theater. I just love fights in New York. Love fights. It's like an event. Everybody's like dressed to impress. The woman looking fire, fuego. Yeah, I like fights in New York. You know, I was just there when Teofimo fought George Kambosos, and he walked through the crowd, and I was like, you know, that's pretty dope.
Mm.
TBV was there.
Yo, you were supposed to be at the fights last night, bruh.
I know I was. Yeah,
my Maestro sent me a ticket,
My boss never sent never booked my flight, champ, so.
Mm.
What the fuck happened to my laptop charger?
Oh, it broke.
Oh,
he's broken.
It is broken.
I got a super chat from Chick Ciccarelli. Says, question is, where would Usyk and Lomachenko train? Cali. That's where they always train. Oh, Big Ben and shit like that. Pretty sure it's Cali.
Yeah, for the most part.
And even Vegas, because right. Ain't that where Shakur Spartan at in Vegas at the top rank gym?
I'm not sure, but I was going to say, both men would be fighting internationally, so they'd have to make that move, you know, at least a couple weeks out, right? At least, I'm sure champions like that when they fight international, they're heading out there, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks ahead of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, that'd be something to consider, especially Lomachenko in a potential Kambosos fight, because Australia is so many hours ahead of the United States, so.
Yeah, I mean, I want to figure out what's going to happen with Loma and AJ because they holding up fights. You know, you got Usyk holding up AJ and Loma holding up Kambosos. And I don't even like the fact that Loma's even an option is crazy. James Benitez says New York City can have those rappers in the building, but still ain't better than Atlanta. Atlanta going to be a better fight city, guaranteed. No, Atlanta's crazy, and Atlanta bring them out too. The thing is that, you know, you got to be from the South to know all them Atlanta rappers. You know what I'm saying? You could be from anywhere in the planet and know them rappers that came to see Berlanga. You know, them New York City rappers, they international. You know, Jim was international for sure. Jim Jones was international. Fab for sure. You know, Mano, probably not. You know what I'm saying? He probably definitely stood in his borough. But who knows?
So, I don't know, man, because that's interesting you say that, because I kind of like disagree. Like, who wouldn't know the rappers down in the South? Or is it for you more so because it's like new age rappers, it's like young rappers, right? I'm sure you don't know like the young New York rappers probably as well either, right?
I mean, young New York rappers like who? Because I'm pretty...
So who would you consider a young New York rapper right now? Like, name me just two or three off the top of your head. Because that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it a coast thing or is it more of a...
Age thing. Ooh, look how you're trying to pin me down, y'all.
Because, I'm saying I can name you young rappers from both cities, but can you even name young rappers from New York? You know?
Maybe I can't.
No, and that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
I can't. Who is from New York these days?
I mean, because I know, like, who I would name, but...
Who?
From New York?
Yeah.
You got Davies.
Damn, you call that young? Nah, chill, champ.
Davies in his 20s,
chill,
right?
Chill, champ. Davies, and first off, Davies been not bubbling, okay? He been supposed to have been this great rapper that hasn't bubbled yet. Like, when is he going to be on?
No, but see, here's the thing, right? It's all about your taste, like... Oh, all right, Davey's 33.
Come on, man. He, like I said, he been not on. Who else?
Fabio Foreign, definitely a young rapper.
Never heard of him.
What's
the hottest shit he ever spit?
He got some shit with Drake.
Fabio Foreign.
Yeah.
He had some shit with
Pop Smoke. He came up like around Pop Smoke.
Mm.
You know, some mans in them, right?
Mm-hmm. I fuck with the
world. Benny the Butcher.
Nah.
See, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to like that their style of music. Like, people, like Dave East to me is an artist you appreciate.
Yeah.
Right? But he's not going to be a mainstream. Like, he's mainstream, but he's not going to be like your...
ASAP is from New York.
Yeah, ASAP.
But I know him. So it really don't count. I mean, you only name one dude I ain't know. Fabio Foreman. And I bet you if we played a song, I might have heard it.
Oh, yeah,
It was a feature with Drake, of all people.
Yeah.
Like,
I think Drake got him on a feature the way they did it.
You know, same shit.
He probably begged
Drake to get on that song.
I know Kanye, he was on Kanye shit, too.
Okay.
Yeah, because Kanye called him out and... Fabio did like...
Show kid, get your Connecticut ass out of here.
He did like a sit down. He was saying how like Kanye would dress them.
Yo, he said Benny over 35. That's what I'm saying. He talking about New York rappers. He naming these old heads.
Yeah, but how old is Fab? How old is Mano? How old is Jim Jones? Like, them boys in their 50s.
That's what I'm saying. They old, but you calling them other dudes young,
but
new.
Them your type of, you feel me? That's
no,
what
but all I'm
about.
Saying is you calling them old, but you calling these other old dudes new.
But what I'm saying is, yeah, see, 22G, another new young
rapper.
Yeah,
I ain't never heard of him.
Yeah. No, you've heard him because I've played him in a car.
Oh, you know who I like? My man Shmurda, man. Bobby Shmurda, man.
Like,
don't fuck with Shmurda.
I mean, I liked him. You feel me? Before he got locked up.
No, but since then, you ain't really with it?
I don't even know that I've heard any of his music since he's been out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, 22G's, I know you've heard him because I've played him in the car for sure.
Nah, I heard 21 Savage.
Yeah, see, he from the South.
Nah, Savage from the UK.
He from the UK, but he identified with the South because he's been in Atlanta.
He from... Yeah. I got James Benitez that says Migos, Outkast, Gucci, Jeezy, 21 Savage, internationally known, Ness showing his age, got legends, still relevant, Fab is more fashion icon now. First of all, Migos ain't never been to a tank fight. Outkast, old as dirt. Gucci Mane never, he never was on like that. Like, he was always in Jeezy's shadow. Let's stop playing. When he finally got some airplay, it's like when he got home, when he came home and changed his whole life and was like, no more fat Jeezy. I mean, Gucci.
Fat Gucci.
He came home to build Gucci and everybody calling him a clone. That's when he got started getting buzzed,
nah,
man.
I don't know, but I remember when he dropped Lemonade, I was in like eighth grade.
Bro, that shit old as hell.
Yeah, but he still, bro, Gucci is still Gucci. Like,
man.
Gucci is Gucci. Gucci is bigger
I guess. We was riding with Jeezy, man. You know, it was Jeezy over Gucci all day.
But James Benitez is just going to show, new and old, you know, a lot of that young talent. Come on.
I mean, first of all, he's still in Savage. You know, yeah, he international because he's from UK. And then he talking about Jeezy, same age as Fab, Outkast, older than Fab and them.
James forgot to me the best one from down there, Future.
You know, get that mumble rapping out. Get out of here. Nobody want to hear that shit. Future be bugging, man. Yo. What? Migos perform at the tank fight? I ain't see that shit. That's how you know I don't know. I think the only one I know is the dude to date Cardi B, man. And I ain't even really sure if I know him.
What's his name?
Oh, Offset, right?
Yeah.
Offset. But I don't know if I know if it's, like, I don't know if I could, like, you know what I'm saying?
Recite his shit?
No, fuck recite. I don't know none of his shit.
So if you see the three of them together, do you think you'd be able to?
I don't know. Maybe. Because I like her that much, I might could remember him from being in her videos.
Okay.
But
yo, funny, they were at AB Pacquiao.
They said Migos walked out AB when AB was popping.
Yeah, Migos walked them out when they were both, like, coming up. That was, like, 2012, 2013 time frame. Like, Migos were still, like, on the come up, right? Like, they were still popping, but they weren't to the level that they're at now, you know?
That's right. That dude today, Cardi B, that's who he is to me. Yo, Eliseo Acosta says, shout out Ness and Daddy.
Shout out to you, champ.
Love the show, guys. Woo! See, Blair the Flair, even in losing, he winning. See what I'm saying? Why ain't nobody calling about Rocha? Let me see. We got is Blog? What the hell is that? Is it glitched up? Is Blog Talk working?
Yeah, we're all good.
He might need a refresh.
No, I'm good on this side, though. We have some people in Blog Talk and in Skype.
All right. And if you're on Skype or Blog Talk, all you got to do is raise your hand, hit that one. It'll put you in queue, and we'll go to you. I got James Benitez saying, legendary strip clubs, Foley, Strokers, Pinups. New York City don't got that. New York City claims Tekashi 6ix9ine. Stop playing with the A. First of all, you're lying. Y'all do got legendary strip clubs in the A. I can't take that away. Like, I literally had a layover in Atlanta my first time ever. Like, first time ever. Like, oh, shit, I got a layover in Atlanta. 2 hours? Nah, fuck that. We staying. We're at the Magic City. All because the rappers rap about it. I don't know if they do anymore. It's probably, like he said, Foley's now. Like, he didn't even mention Magic. You too young. You a little whippersnapper. That being said, because he young, he don't know New York is the king of strip clubs. Sin City, B. Sue's Rock. Yo, y'all dudes look up to Cardi B. Like, we was throwing dollars at her in Sue's Rendezvous. Like, what is y'all talking about? You see what I'm saying? New York, like...
I've been to
New York, like, strippers is dudes, like, fucking, like, in the South. That's they wifeys. New York strippers. You see how that work? So, don't you ever disrespect the tri-state area.
No, I'm not going to lie. New York probably like my favorite strip club.
Of course, man. Of course. Listen, the only thing they can compare with New York strip clubs is Miami. But then Miami, they more plastic. You know what I'm saying? But New York, man. New yeah. York, hands
Starlets.
Down.
You ever been to Starlets?
Come on, of course, man. Of course.
Yeah, Starlets and Queens.
Listen. Anyway, moving on. Moving on. James, stop trying to... Ah, they said Magic City's overrated. I bet you it is now, bro. We talking 20 years later. Jermaine Dupri and Jay-Z been rapping about that shit for how many years? Of course it's overrated now. Not back then. I highly doubt that. Yeah, the title says Cobb wins and losing. Baby, you know that. Do you hear that? Who we talking about? Ain't nobody calling about Rocha. Let me see what he callers at, man. Who we got? I see... That says Davidian. We're going out to the callers. Let me go ahead and run a couple of these little ads. You know, I need you to go ahead and, you know, drop us like a five-star review and all that good stuff.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Davidian. What up?
I'm healthy, strong, and about to knock Earl Spence out in Jesus' name.
Yo, this dude over here watching basketball reruns.
You win some, you lose some. But you live. Live the day.
I got the whole Christian congregation behind me.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
In Jesus' name. And we all know God only made one thing perfect, and that's my boxing ring.
Yo, was good, Ness. Was good, Ringwalk Danny.
Was good.
What up? Yeah.
What's up with y'all? I mean, it was a great night of fights. I mean, starting with the Blair Cobbs, I'm not going to be one of the people that beat him up. But, damn, I wanted him to win, actually. But when I seen him get knocked down, I was like, damn, it's going to be kind of hard to come back. But, you know, he hung in there. He fought as much as he could, but... Yeah, Rocha, you know, kind of put it on him. So, and he's a decent fighter. That's why I was like, this is a, you know, I thought Cobbs would, you know, do what he do. But he was just moving from the gate. Like, I thought he would box him a little bit better. But he still can come back and win. Other people can do. I don't do that. You know, I watched the ESPN Top Rank card. Berlanga. I like Berlanga, but yeah, he got to go back to the. He got to work on some things, of course, like y'all said. So, and of course, I love Xander Zayas. He's fire though. So, but other than that, yeah, I don't know. Good show as always, and you know, God bless y'all.
Thank you, brother.
Yo, he gave Blair a pass for getting his ass kicked, but, you know, Berlanga got to work on some things, cause, which I agree he does, right? But
that, I'm telling you, he wins and loses. You don't want to believe it, man. Let me go to James Benitez. Looks like is on Skype.
Listos pe los chingatos. Listos pe los chingatos.
And it's not going the distance. Either he'll wave the white flag or I'll wave the corner.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
A lot of you live believable lives.
It's easy to sit in those seats. It ain't easy to stand up here. Remember that.
Matter of fact, when I smacked his brother in this gym right here, he didn't do anything. All he did was stand there like a big fat pussy.
Your mind has that fight going.
Will me get my hand raised.
SPS promotion.
What's up, Ness? You hear me?
I hear you.
Hey, man. Hey, you know, you all cap with that shit, man. So New York don't have none of the attractions like Atlanta do, man. At least what us grown folk are actually interested into, man. So I can do a good strip club breakdown for you, man. So I can go ahead and educate these callers, man. Got Pink on the North, Pink on the South, V-Live, man. Oh, shit, Dance of the Loop. Man, Onyx, Blue Flame, you know, 24K, Platinum, you know, all those spots right there. Talking about I'm too young, man. I know about that, man. I just really don't like being next to the Greyhound station, bro. You know, at Magic City. Rappers, you know, we got Ludacris, K-Camp, damn, Donald Glover.
Can you mute King Born there? I got a few callers. Listen, if you got... if it's not your call, please keep yourself muted because you're interrupting Benitez's call there. All the feedback. Special feature, Kid Born. What's going on? You guys supposed to be like alumni, man.
It's all good. Anyways, Ness, man. So, end of the day, man, Atlanta got more people that's still relevant back then and now. You know what I'm saying? That's just a fact.
So you say, man.
I just know what I'm talking about, man. Like, Fab, I mean, cool. We look for him to see what new throwback jersey throwing on, or what's new in his sneaker closet. You know what I'm saying? Or what new Chanel or that he may be throwing on. Jim Jones, we just know him for the weatherman that he be doing on IG now. You know what I'm saying? His workout video.
Damn. See, that's how influential they are. That you still follow. I didn't even know he was doing Weather Channel shit. You a super fan.
You know, I just try to keep up to date with, you know, with shit that's going on in my city and your so-called city, Ness. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, it was still a decent fight, man. You know, Blair Cobb's going to bounce back. Xander's up next, man. Hey, Ness, you think he's going to get a belt before he turns 21?
Ooh. At 54? At 54?
No, Xander's at 47, I thought.
At 54.
Yeah, 54. He moved up.
Okay.
He can get a belt. About the next 2 years, I'm willing to make that bet, man.
I don't know, man. Jermell ain't letting the belts loose no time soon. I don't know about all that.
This boy got something for him in 2 years, man.
I hear you. I mean, at least he got a traditional left hook, unlike the main event. Who we got looking like? We got Adrian Rowan, Wisconsin's own. What is up?
I'm good. I beat Polly. I left with his belt and his girl.
It's a dollar beat.
Hey, Pop. What's my name?
And I know all y'all get it. All that stuff. I know you can do it, man. You got to. Let's shut that stuff, man. Shit up.
ArchieWoods.com.
Man, what up, Ness? What up, Danny? What up, TBB?
What up?
What up, champ?
Not too much, brother. Man, I'm just really disappointed by that Berlanga fight. I mean, I really like Berlanga, but man, dude. Steve Rose at 37 was moving, juking, hitting him. He didn't throw the jab. I mean, he just followed him around the ring. Like, I was kind of listening to y'all commentary, like, how you have those dudes in your corner, like that caliber of corner, and they don't tell you to cut the guy off. I just didn't understand the instructions in the corner. I didn't even understand the game plan. I mean, Fat Joe looked mad, bro. He looked like he was going to fucking force Edgar to lean back after the fight. You know what I mean? Like, Xander Zayas, though, he looked great. I can't wait till he really steps it up in competition, you know, level of opposition. But, man, the boy can throw hands. He looks really good. He's ready for the next step. And if I see a Puerto Rican card again, I definitely just want to see Xander headline it now instead of Edgar. I think he just looked very basic, very straight up and down. I mean, how are you going to sit there with no jab? I mean, and get to that level? So I think he just needs to go back to the drawing board, and they need to do something with him. He's got the you know, they put a lot of money into him. They invested into him, man. They need that to pay off because he was looking real Josue Vargas-like. You know, got the win. I just like to see him, like, I don't know if he needs a change in the corner, one voice in the corner. It just seems like a lot of basics, a lot of foundations of boxing just didn't seem to be there. I mean, when Steve Rose at 37 is moving better than you, and what is Edgar, 24?
Yes.
Okay. When you got a guy who's basically my age out there out-moving you, they got to change something. He's got plenty of time to change, but I was just disappointed. Blair Cobbs, man, that sucks. You know, he talked a lot of shit, called a lot of people out, kind of shit the bed. But I don't know. Can he bounce back when people talk about that? Like, you're a 30-something-year-old prospect. I mean, sure, you can bounce back, but I don't know if you're going to bounce back that quick to that quick of a route. You really kind of slowed your trajectory down now after getting all the publicity. I mean, thanks to you guys, Ness. I mean, really thanks to you, you know, and some other outlets. He really got a lot of shine on him, so it's good to get shine, but, you know, you got to follow up because now you're going to get a lot of criticism. Now you got Earl out here laughing at you. So, I mean, that's going to be a lot to come back from. But, man, that's all I got, fellas. Shout out to TBV, the whole community. Ness, Ringwalk Danny.
Appreciate it, champ. Thank you.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling in. Adrian Rowan, my man. Looks like we got Brooklyn's finest.
Brooklyn Zoo is coming through your town.
Let's get to it.
When you see old dirty bastards in a position like that, then you know that will get rid of boss show.
Allow my TBV, comrade. Listen, man.
What?
Goddamn light class, goddamn self. That's all I need, and I'm good. Hey, yo, Ness Vegas, what's good, y'all?
What up, yeah, what up?
Hey, yo, Danny, what's up, Mr. Vegas, man?
What's up, brother? Champ, what's good, bro?
Listen, man, I want to say two things. I love my TBV comrade. I love my TBV live chat comrade. Let's get to it, man. Fat Joe looking real suspect right now, wearing them Yeezys with the pink shirt. You brought Edgar Belonga out, man. Listen, the dude got a fucked up shoulder, like he slept on the shoulder for 2 years. You heard? So listen, man, this Steve Rose shit, the butter roll man, the 37-year-old man, the man ain't throw no jab, dog. He need to go fuck around. Go fuck around with Larry Holmes, man. Go fuck around with Big Charlo, get a jab. You know in boxing, a jab is your best friend. Set everything up. Table up, man. Fuck was he doing in there? You got Fat Joe that's like the livest dude in hip-hop right now. Everybody fuck with him. He got Remy Ma on Channel 9, Channel 7 News, all this shit going on, right? Wendy Williams show, all that. Bring him out there and I don't know what it is. Who the fuck did he knock out after 16 fighting? Why he's not looking, he's not a bad boxer, but after 16 knockouts and you give us 3 fights in a row, what's going on, man? Is the hype getting to his head? Blair the Flair, dog. If y'all saw in round 5, he hit that boy with some shit. The Roca man. You know, Roca Boca, he hit him with some shit and dude laughed at him. It's cool you could talk. It's cool that you could get his hype. But the problem is, you don't, dog, your window opportunity kind of out at 147 at 33, Ness. You got to agree.
You mean Flair?
Yeah.
Bro, we never stopped using B-sides. How many losses Brad Solomon got?
Right, but the problem, okay, guess what? That's fit. And you know you on your Gemini shit. You like the old Gemini, like fucking Kendrick Lamar said in that video. But I'm going to tell you something, Ness. Here's the problem with Blair. He could box, but you can't be calling out these big boys. If he would have knocked out or destroyed Alex Broca, then this would be more livable. This WWE shit ain't going to work all the time. You know that, and I know that. We love him because he's wild, he's zany and shit. He bugged out. He the Wu-Tang of boxing. You heard? You got to back the shit up, talking all that. And let me go to my hometown, Brooklyn, Shoe Shoe. I call him Shoe. I call him Knock Your Shoes Out. Fuck Shoe Shoe. Fuck his real name, Dog. He hit him with some shit. His shoulders flew off, but the fibers in his neck kept that shit on him. He hit him with some shit. Shoe Shoe looking good. Shout out to Brownsville and shit. Yo, Ness, man, I need you to get this whole team in the Fury. I need you to get the – we got my man Spider Crab coming up next week, dog. Got to get in the Fury. Can't diss us this week, man. Y'all know I'm going up for Spider Crab. I know all y'all Lubin fanatics. Y'all going to come at me. They going to come at me, Ness. But Spider Crab Fedora is going to take Lubin head clean off. You feel me?
Let's see if Samson brings him in studio for us, man. Is that out here? Because he's fighting Lubin
yeah,
out here.
Yeah, that's out here.
Yo, Ness, you know I'm calling up, man. You know I'm calling up for that shit. I've been screaming that Spider Crab shit. Fuck, fine. He the Spider Crab. Deadly, you heard? But like I said, man, love the show. Keep doing your thing. You looking like an educated boxing scholar with them glasses.
Peace. Who we got up there looking like? That is who the fuck? Oh, that's Big Gucci Nick. What up? Big Gucci Nick.
Yo, what up, Ness?
What's good?
Shout out TBC, man. Make sure everybody hitting that like button.
Yes,
hit that subscribe button too, man. Feel me? Yeah, man. That's a bad look for Blair Cobbs, man. If he can't get past a Rocha, man, this is a deep ocean, man. It looks like swimming around in the shallow. You know, with the big fishes, feel me? If you can't get past the Rocha, man, there's no freaking way he could even beat a Uga, you feel me? Like, that's crazy, man. But I see he's gained a lot of, like, fans and shit. Now, he's got a little buzz around him and shit, but we'll see what he could do. I mean, he's 33 years old right now, prospect. We'll see what happens.
Yo, Earl's one influential dude. Earl said that 33-year-old prospect and the whole world repeating that shit. Tell me, that's why I said that Blair winning, because Earl also posted on his story he was watching Blair fight. All right, looks like Gucci Nick is all done. Who we got? Is that Stone Bone Boxing? Stone Bone Boxing.
What up, what up?
What up?
Yeah, man. I guess old Blair was a letdown, man. I expected some from him, but he got his name out there. So I guess if that's what the intention is, to get your name out there, you just need to live up to it once you get in it. Belonga. I think he just needed time, man. Like, sometimes you know, you lose a little bit of passion, you lose a spark, you get hurt. Start to doubt themselves. A lot of little things can come into it, but he sold out the theater, and theater Hulu hold 5,000 people, you know? Jermell Charlo about to do a Undisputed in the damn StubHub Center. That shit outside, he hold 4,000 people. So he got a buzz. He had the arena jumping, and when Shushu went on there, I told you, Nancy, I got one, man. When Shushu went on there, like, they was going crazy in the arena. I was like, okay. And he lived up to it. He did boxing. He did inside work, body work, and got the stoppage. So he listened to his coaches, and that's what Berlanga got to do. He got to try to pay attention to what's going on. He needs to get some better coaching, though. I like Dre them, but I don't want to say boxing past coaches, but what's going on in boxing right now as far as all these distractions, I don't know if he the coach that can keep them guys focused. You see Jacobs kind of ran off once he really got the bag. He ran off and got a different coach and all that. So I don't know if it's him. I don't know what's going on. Something got to shake up right there. But Xander, he producing. He's shining. He's leveling up. And I forgot this. That was the guy that beat your boy, Ness, the prospect killer, man.
Clay Collard?
Yeah, that was the dude that beat Clay, man. I was watching that. We was all kind of rooting for Clay a little bit because him coming on the show. And he, oh boy, is a slick boxer, man. He got little moves. There was spots where he didn't want to engage. There was spots where he did. And he did everything he was supposed to do in that fight, man. And he going to have his own card in a minute. You know, he's getting close to having his own card. But he got to see how he do on his own. Maybe they throw him back in there. It won't be this next card. Him and Belonga will probably be together again. But I can see soon enough They throw him in the Hulu, then throw him somewhere in Florida and out on the East Coast to see what he can do. But I'm expecting great things from him. When Bud them had him in the gym, Bomax said he was one of the top talents he's seen in a long time. So I'm going to take him at his word for it. All right, Matt Catelli.
All right. Just want to remind everybody, tomorrow at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we'll be having Quartavious Cash on the show. On Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7:30 Eastern, we'll be having Erickson Lubin on the show. So both of those guests have respected posts on our Patreon page over at patreon.com/theboxingvoice. If you join our Patreon page, you will be able to ask both of our guests a question. And truth be told, we have a full lineup this week. Tentatively, it looks like, let me see here. Tentative list, Tuesday, possible Burchelt, which sounds like it's already off. Jeremiah Milton on Wednesday. Shane Mosley Jr. on Wednesday with Lubin on Wednesday. And then Tiger Johnson on Friday. So once again,
Lubin Thursday, right?
Lubin is Thursday evening, 4:30, 7:30 Eastern. I'm putting the chat, the link in the chat for Cash, Quartavious Cash, if you want to ask him a question. And I will also do the same with the Lubin post. And if you're a YouTube member, the Lubin post is also on YouTube members. So you can put your question there. We just have to be reminded to go check that, let me tell you, because the last interview we did have it, but we didn't go check it. But yeah. All right, let me see. What are any other callers there? Looks like Mr. CYP, what up?
Yo. I just heard people on here talking about, you know, Blair the Flair, Mr. Talk a Lot, Mr. Get His Ass Whooped, Mr. Hit the Referee. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at dude because I ain't a fan of him. But I heard people talking about, you know, they talking about him popping right now. It's working for him, even in his defeat and his embarrassment. I got some facts here. I've been monitoring the Charlo's Instagram following. Jermell and Jamal have been tied for a long time in the 368. 410, one's at 468. One brother has 50,000 more than the other. And something happened to help him spike that. What do you think, it's Jermell or Jamal? You know, the one with the unified, about to be undisputed. You think he got more followers or Jamal, the one who ended his career?
Jamal.
It's Jamal. So,
because he went on that Tyson show.
Thank you. The publicity you've been giving Jamal, from you to Dante to Blue Blood to Mike Tyson, everybody else, good or bad, has worked in that man's favor. Talking about fighting Selecki has helped in that man's favor. I've been telling y'all that the whole week. Now, I ain't got to talk no more. The algorithms have told y'all. All publicity is good publicity in social media. That's how the shit works from now on. You should know that, unless you're controversial as fuck, but your subs keep going up. It don't matter. Keep it going. Keep it up. Keep that same energy. Blair built a name on himself getting his ass whooped. And that's not going to change, man. Not going to change. Shit crazy. See what I'll be out.
I don't know. I'm a little confused because it almost sounds like he said Blair couldn't get popular in the loss, but then said that, you know, Charlo got popular.
Because
all publicity is good publicity. So that works in the same for Blair. Then win or lose, it went up. He's up for Blair, believe me.
Yeah, that's what I understood, that all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
And he was comparing how the bad publicity Blair is getting now is good, just like the publicity Javon has been getting has been good as well. But who's our next caller, Nash?
So it looks like that looks like Amin in New Jersey.
And for anybody watching on TikTok who'd like to call in, the number is 425-569-5241. Or you could just head over to youtube.com/theboxingvoice. You'd be able to see that and see the full production of the show.
And while you're there, go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel and hit that like button.
The king is what I mean. The king is what I mean. I mean.
That 908 number. Sorry, I'm logging in as we speak. I mean, what up? I got it.
What's good? What's good? What's good, TBV? Danny, what's good, bro?
What's good, brother?
Yo, listen, I'm going to make my call quick because I'm braving the elements. It's cold as hell. I'm literally out in the streets. But listen, yeah, Blair Cobb, he's winning, but you know what I'm saying? I think he would have won more if Golden Boy would have put him in a position to lose against, and I don't want to disrespect Rocha. I just want to say better competition. If that fight had it shown, you know, in the main event like it was supposed to, and I keep saying it with a cat that invested his time and his resources, and he had a not-so-good fight, a not-good fight at all, let me say that. You know, I just think Golden Boy shit the bed with that one. But, yo, Blair to Flair, like, I'm not with this whole, so what are we now? Are we giving him fights that Boots should be getting? Like, what are we talking about? He's not, his stock is not high. He's in there for a fight with Adrian Broner. Let him get a fight with Keith Thurman. You see his ilk? You see where he belongs? That's where the fights for Blair to Flair is.
Those
at.
Are great,
you know,
fights
saying?
For him, though. For,
and,
that's what
and
I'm
I know
saying
that.
For Blair. Listen to me. For Blair, if you – yo, this is what I'm saying. He's winning and losing. You literally give him Broner and Thurman. Those are bigger names than the fucking guy that beat him would ever get. Rocha ain't got no Broner or no Keith. Those are big names. That's what I'm saying. Cobbs is winning in a loss.
I just don't want to be careful not to put him in no title eliminators or nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? Don't give him a double.
I'm
going to
be honest with you.
He can't. He's never been ranked.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think fights like Adrian Broner and Keith Thurman are absurd to even speak of.
Yeah, I was thinking more like Delorme, Jamal James.
I think even Jamal James.
Nah,
like,
Jamal James, thank you. Jamal James is a good fight only because he's trying to come in off that loss. But Delorme just lost to Boot, so that's not, I mean, yeah, that maybe could put him back in the mix. But again, I call it the nexus of the boxing universe. 147 is so deep, he got to get in line. He already got hopscotch to the line on a potential fill-in.
But that's why I'm putting him in there with dudes that's coming off losses, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that, though. We could do that.
I'm just trying not to throw. See, I'm trying not to be like these whack-ass fickle boxing fans that he got one loss, he didn't live up to the hype that he built for himself. So now he's a can, he's garbage, he was. Like, he got one loss. Put him in there with Berto.
Yeah, see, and that's what I'm saying. We're not going to throw him away. I'm with you. Let's not throw the man away. We don't throw our fighters away, you know. But the rest of the card, like, the rest of the action, let me not say the card, because, again, I watched Ramla Ali. For those that wanted to see it and didn't want to see it, you should have took a peek and saw what homegirl was doing. What else we had? We had the did anybody catch David Avanesian? Or I didn't even waste y'all time.
Nah. How
but,
was
but
it?
Again, but again, I mean, he was in there against some guy from Finland, totally overmatched. But again, 147, because Avanesian got a win over Mosley way back when. So, you know.
Yeah, but he's with again, Frank he's Warren, not, man. We got to see what Warren going to do with him. He with Warren, man. Can he get cut loose? I mean, is he going to be able to play?
Nah, I don't know, man. But let me get to Berlanga. Let me get to the PR contingency. First of all, Jahi Tucker rapping for the Jamaicans. Next year, Dominican man was doing all right against Shushu until he got flattened.
That's what I was telling people. Not telling them before the fight that I was getting the messages from people like, yo, this guy's doing pretty well.
Man, yeah, he was doing pretty good, and so that's respect to Shushu because, you know, he didn't have that power, that knockout power, but it was that progressive power where he set up a good shot. So to talk about Berlanga, I got nothing bad to say about Zayas. He's too young to critique him too heavily. The sky's the limit, barring any sorts of injuries or any injuries to his ego or physically. But Berlanga, listen, man, I keep saying over and over again, he'd be lucky to have the career that Adonis Stevenson had. And Steve Rolls, if you couldn't butter Steve Rolls.
But Adonis was a certified beast. You tripping out here.
No, I'm not tripping because this is the way Berlanga was projected. So I got to make the closest modern-day comparison. Berlanga was the monster. Now it's like he ain't so scary. It's like when Suge got knocked out
by Greg the Barber. You know what I'm saying? Like, the boogeyman ain't so scary. And if he's in there with, like, a Uzgatagi or somebody else, like, he doesn't stand a chance. So I think, really, he's got to, like, I don't want to say switch teams, but he has to switch his game. Like, he has to switch his game. He's got to switch his mentality. You know what I mean? Like, he can't fight scared, or maybe the shoulder's affecting him. But what I'm saying is he can't fight scared that he's not going to knock somebody out. He has to feel confident in his technique. So if that takes him a while to go back to that particular drawing board, he better get a fucking pencil, because he's got some work to do, man. Got some work to do, man. So, a great show, man. Great show. Shout out to you guys, man, as always, man. TBV, you know what it is. Oh, don't forget to check me out, King. I mean, Investments One on Instagram, on YouTube, and what's this thing, Twitter. I'm out, y'all.
All right. We got LV Slugger who says, Future, two poop emojis on any New York rapper not named Biggie Smalls. Man, that dude is on one. You on one. We got the Axiom that says, corn on a, what do you think he says?
Cob.
Yo, would you know what the play on words is?
What's the play on words?
Blair Cobbs. Hello. Is this thing on?
Of course.
Hello. Yo, Danny's over here watching March Madness, y'all. I never had a co-host so in the other sports. Like, you are disgusting, yo. Why are you cheating on boxing?
Yeah,
right,
but
now?
I also don't think you had a co-host into boxing as much as
me. Oh, shots fired. Where the gun's at? Oh, I don't even know where the gun's at. Sorry.
Okay. Nah, you know what, though? Ron G.
But he didn't have, like, he wasn't, like, outgoing, you know. He was more behind-the-scenes kind of guy. We got YouTube. This just sent some love. And then we got Mr. Celia Chin that says, I told Cobbs during the interview he was a bum and wasn't worthy of shit. Since I'm a therapist in training, I'm going to tell him to join the WWE. Hands up emoji. I mean, he'd be happy to join the WWE.
Yeah, they make money over there.
Hell yeah. He'd be happy.
You ever seen, bro, every WrestleMania, they do like fucking 60, 70, 80,000 people in these stadiums and shit.
Bro, their YouTube channel is like at 80-something million or something more than that. It's like,
it's insane, bro.
Yeah, no, them dudes are super-duper-duper official. All right, we got way more callers over here. Looks like we got AMG Oklahoma. What up?
Hey, what's up, Danny? What's up, man? Can y'all hear me?
We hear you. What up?
Yeah, I've been saying that, I thought Xander was the actual prospect to watch for Puerto Rico. I just don't see, obviously Berlanga has time to improve, but he's also moving up in the rankings, so sooner or later he's going to have to step up, and I really don't think he's ready. Maybe, I don't know, three more fights. Hopefully we see some improvement from him. And then on the Cobb topic, that's what I love about boxing, man. Like, you can talk shit, and you can get your name out there. But sooner or later, right, you got to back it up in the ring. And I see your point where maybe he's winning by losing, but how long does that last you, right? If he loses again, maybe once, two more times, and then he's potentially forgotten at that point, or at least definitely not on the trajectory
But isn't that still good, though? You talking about losing two more times. That dude gets two more paydays. Like, you kidding me, man? He winning, man.
I hear you, but ask Cobb if that's what he wants.
Of course it's not what he wants, but I care once he gets the second opportunity.
Yeah, we'll see.
They might call him to fight Conor Benn now.
But who do you see him beating? Anybody?
Conor Benn? Michael Mickinson?
No.
You think he beat Conor Benn?
Maybe Mick. I don't know. Not Conor Benn.
What's my man name?
He gets knocked out by Conor
Benn. Luther Clay. Josecito Lopez. Josecito.
Stop it.
Bro, Josecito like 43, man.
Josecito, put him in a pack.
What
you smoking on, Josecito? I'm smoking on that corn on the cob.
Yo, everybody want to call out Cobbs now. Everybody think it's nothing. Everybody think it's nothing until, you know, he come back strong. I ain't count him out. Nah, no sir. Let me see who's up next. I think that's Hawk and Maryland.
Horrible fighter.
Now they call him a horrible fighter. God. Yo, that is a good fight. Granados and...
Bro, I just saw that comment. I just saw that comment, and I'm playing that fight in my head right
now. You like
now.
That fight. Even like Thurman. Fight. Even Thurman versus Blair the Flair. Baby, that's a fucking pay-per-view.
He don't deserve that fight.
But he getting it.
He ain't getting that shit.
Woo! There can only be one light-skin in boxing. What up, Hawk?
Hey, what up, man? Hey, too much. What's up? What up, Danny? And
what up,
little Brandon? What up, yo, man? Hey, I like that the fight he had this weekend, man. I think Xander Zai, I think he did real good. He got some future with him. The Davis brother, the younger brother that fought,
Calvin.
He's a monster.
He's the older brother.
Oh my goodness, he's a monster. Yeah, he's a monster. He's definitely going far if he can get other people in the ring with him because they're going to be scared. Who else was it out there we saw? Oh, Shushu. That dude is special, bro. That dude's special, bro. The dude he beat up. Those kind of beat-ups, that's like Trinidad and Vargas. Those kind of things in your career, man, when you get beat up like that, because the dude he was fighting was kind of sharp. He could fight. He wasn't no slouch. And he got beat down and taken out. Those don't they end your career quick. On to the main Jones. What is that? Blair Cobb. I got to shout out Jimmy Snoop, Superfly Snooker. Blair Cobb brought him back, at least in spirit. Man, he did look like him. Blair Cobb. What can I say about him? All right. His entertainment value, the way he entertains and gets people to watch him.
Yes.
Far exceeds his skill in the ring. That's the only problem. But my thing is, I don't blame Blair Cobb. When I first saw it, I was kind of like boom, boom, and Blair Cobb, blah, blah, blah. Nah, because the dude showed so much heart in that loss. He never gave up. He kept trying to win. I think the fault goes to Golden Boy putting him in that ring with that guy. I think if you watched it in the first round, I knew he couldn't beat that guy, you know, as far as the styles matchup. I just think if they do him better when they match him up, Blair Cobb can come back. But the dude I'm worried about is Belanger. They got to stop him. They got to put him off TV on some regular fight shit somewhere where nobody can see him fight. Hey, they got to take him off TV. They're making too much TV. This guy's skills is not keeping up with what he's doing. Oh, my goodness. The dude looks like an amateur out there. He tries to knock everybody out with one shot. I don't understand. He don't take no steps. I thought he lost the fight. To be honest with you, I thought he lost the fight.
Woo!
I thought he lost that fight. He got outpointed by the old man. The old man put it on him. Chalk one up for the senior citizens, Ness. You got to chalk one up for the senior citizens. I think that boy did pretty good with him, Rose. But they're going to have to take their time with Belanga, get him some off-TV fights, bring him up.
Damn, off-TV.
And have a couple, at least three of them until he can catch up with his name. Because pretty soon he's going to get up in that top. If he get up in the top 10 and fight somebody, they're going to hurt him.
He already got that belt.
Ooh, I don't see him winning.
Some little strap.
The North American.
He got that American strat at.
The North American WBO super middleweight title.
North American.
Where he ranked that on Boxrec? Well, see what number he on Boxrec. I'm going to check where he at in the WBO at 6'8".
Well, all right, Ness. Everybody hit that like button, brothers.
Damn, he number 9, yo. He could literally get a Canelo shot if Canelo won.
They got him 16th in the world on Boxrec.
Bro, he number 9 in the WBO.
Read off 1 through 8.
Zach Parker, David Benavidez, David Lemieux, Aslan Beck, Idigov, Adios Yerebus Snuggly. Who the fuck is that? John Ryder. and Danielle Scardina, Eric Bazianin, Erga Barlanga.
I'm going to be honest, I ain't heard of half those motherfuckers.
Nah, you heard of half. You heard of Zach.
Yeah.
David.
Yep.
David.
Yep.
John.
Yep.
Edgar. That's yeah. half.
It's the other half.
It's the other half.
Right.
But, yo, that's crazy. Edgar could literally get a Canelo shot and had the biggest fight of his life, retire off a knockout loss to Canelo. Happy.
Damn, you ain't giving him no shot.
No disrespect, but like if he went into a Canelo fight in his next two fights, he still wouldn't be ready. He still wouldn't be ready. Let me see who we got next. Looks like David Maldonado in New York City.
He's deleted.
What up, David?
Listen.
We did it first, we did it first, and we motivate even the greats.
Oh, what a big shot by Lopez! I told everybody!
What he done to the boxing world to be number one in a junior weight division?
SDS Promotions.
David Maldonado. What up?
What's up, Ringwalk Danny? And that's the Gibbs. What's good, man?
What up? Yo, what up? Dan, before, Jake Paul Berlanga. That's a beautiful fight. But he can't make now, that. Jake, but, Jake Paul's too heavy.
Jake Paul will stop him.
Come on, man. Don't be turning your back on your Puerto Rican brethren, man.
No, listen. Before I talk about my Puerto Rican brothers, as far as Blair Cobbs, a good comeback fight for Blair Cobbs would be Ivan Rekach. Okay, now let's talk about the Puerto Ricans.
Yo, Ivan knocked out Belanga, Devin, didn't he?
Oh, he's 10 years, 20 years ago. Nah, he did, though. But listen, as for Belanga, I'm going to go heavy on him because I used to like Belanga, bro. He don't need a new fucking training camp. He needs a new lifestyle. He's hanging out too much with the rappers. Last night, I seen him in Chelsea House, which is a bar/seafood restaurant in Chelsea that's owned by Maino. He was in there last night hanging out with Fat Joe. He
Yo, but he won. He could go party.
No, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that, bro. If you a fucking superstar that's on the rise, you got to live in the gym and fight like train like a fighter. You can't just train whenever you got to fight. Look at Canelo. Look at Gabe Rosado. Gabe Rosado, all you see him doing is training. Devin Haney, all you see him doing is training. All these guys, they train. Cameron Crawford, they train. Belanga has too many holes to be lackadaisical and try to be hanging out in the club. When Zab Judah did it when he was the champion. When Adrian Broner did it, he did it when he was the champion. This guy's an 8-round fighter. Just started fighting 10 rounds, and he's hanging out partying, bro. And then you want to put him in there with Jaime McGill. You trying to put him in the hospital? Jaime McGill would kill him. Gabe Rosado would kill him. What they need to do, first off, Belanga needs to just get serious and become a boxer and stay living the lifestyle. They need to move him like a prospect again because all those knockouts, it hurt him. He didn't get no rounds. Now he's going to get rounds. He got to get serious. They got to make him active. And he got to live a boxer's lifestyle. I'm not blaming Ronnie Shields. Ronnie Shields is a hell of a trainer. You know what I'm saying? It's him. He's hanging out with the rappers. Now, Xander Zayas, you know, I'm cautious with Puerto Ricans right now because they turned into the new Dominicans. But now Xander Zayas caught my eye.
Shot fired, motherfucker.
Xander Zayas looks sharp, bro. He got nice punch placements. He's very basic, but he's very fundamental. He punches and then moves his head and slips and goes underneath and counters. He measures range pretty well. He's only 19 years old. Xander Zayas looks like he's on the right path. You know what I'm saying? So Edgar Belanga just got to go to the drawing board. They got to move him right. They can't just put him out there fighting every two times a year like he's Keith Thurman, like he's a champion. He's not. He got to fight 7 times a year. And like the other guy, the other caller said, take him off television. He's not a main event fighter, bro. Put him on the undercard. Now that he's going.
Bro, you see how lit that stadium was? 5,000 people sold out, man.
Put him on the undercard. He could still be on TV. He's not the main event, bro. Let me tell you right now, if he fights Gabe Rosado, I promise you that. bet your house on it. Gabe Rosado will put them in a pack, okay? Gabe Rosado from North Philadelphia, because Philly Week is different. And he trains, and he's hungry. Gabe Rosado will put Edgar Belanga inside of a pack. As long as he's not broken down from that beatdown he took from Jaime Munguia, he'll put him in a pack. I will not put him in there with Jaime Munguia, especially the way the rivalry between Mexico and Puerto Rico is looking right now. Jaime Munguia will beat him to his knees like Erickson Lubin did, bro. I'm sorry. The only Puerto Rican that's popping right now is Xander Zayas, Shakur Stevenson, and Teofimo Lopez. and Danny Garcia when he comes back. Because I'm turning certain people Puerto Rican. Teofimo is Puerto Rican. Danny Garcia, people want to criticize Danny Garcia, but you know what? Danny Garcia can afford to live that life because Danny Garcia can retire right now, and he's a Hall of Famer. Edgar Belanga hasn't done shit, and he's out there hanging out with the rappers, making an ass of himself.
Champ, he won. He could go hang out with his people.
Yo, he won. He's been at an after party, bro.
He was doing this shit.
Yo, you want him to go straight to the gym? My man didn't even get the party, man. Get out of here.
Let me give you a history lesson real quick. When Oscar De La Hoya was coming up, right, Oscar was knocking a lot of people out. But he was a stiff, straightforward fighter with no head movement until he ran into the real John Molina. Not the John Molina that we know of today. The real John Molina from Puerto Rico gave Oscar De La Hoya a very tough fight. Oscar went right to the drawing board, brought in some new people, and started moving his head and started becoming a better fighter. He worked on his craft. This guy had his holes exposed. His last
Yo, let me get
fights.
A screen share, man. Don't nobody listen to Shout out to Edgar, man. Edgar out here winning, man. Come on, man. Yo,
hey,
what are you talking about? I'm going to the club.
You said it to the Lions then, bro.
If I win, I'm going to the club, man. What are you looking at?
Ness, you're not a good manager, Ness. You said an Edgar Belanga
bro,
straight to the
you
body
need
bag.
To be watching.
You want to put him in there with Jaime Munguia? You
want to
put Edgar with Jaime Munguia? Come on, bro.
Jaime Munguia got to move up. First of all, Jaime got to move up. He started at 47, man. Like, if Edgar don't take that, you know what I'm saying, it's going to look bad.
I'd rather see Edgar with Jake Paul. That's a better fight. Because he don't let his hands go to fight Jaime
Munguia.
Edgar
with Jake
Paul,
he outsized and outgunned, man. He's too little for Jake.
Oh, shit. So you think Jake Paul beats him? Wow, that's craziness.
Yo,
was joke,
Jake Paul a cruiserweight, man. Were you wilding out here? They said how long Belanga been pro?
Yeah, but Belanga's a boxer, though. Come on, man. I'm pretty sure you beat up a bigger dude in the street before. That's fighting a guy that's just bigger than you that don't know how to fight. That's all that is.
I mean,
that's
yo,
all that is.
You got, you know,
Belanga,
listen.
That good anyway.
He number nine in the WBO, man. Tell the WBO he ain't that good.
Yo, Ness, Chavez Jr. versus Edgar Belanga. If Chavez
nice
Jr.
fight.
Trains, Chavez Jr. stops him.
Nah. I got Edgar all day, to this day.
Listen, I hope he makes it. I really do, because he's Puerto Rican. We need
Bro,
some
you need to
you
stop
know, Chavez...
jumping off the bandwagon. That's what's wrong. You on some fickle
no,
shit.
No, I was never on the bandwagon. I come from
you
an
should have been.
Tito
you should have been.
No. It takes a lot, bro. I come from the Trinidad era. Miguel Cotto, Hector Camacho, and Puerto Rican.
Bro, those days are,
gone,
bro. Man.
The Hurricane watched the elite.
This your era now. This your era. The monster, man.
Bro. No, nigga. Listen, let me tell you something. That's the Hurricane watched all the Puerto Ricans that were elite fighters out of Puerto Rico and sent them to Philly. Bro,
my man came out with Mike Towers, baby. And they sold out the garden, man. He sold out the theater. You know what's next? The big room.
Yeah. This is the deal, man. Big shout out to the real Puerto Rican fighters that we could look up to. Danny Garcia, Xander Zayas, Teofimo Lopez.
Come on, man. Let me get a screen share for all my Boricuas. Toda mano arriba! Toda mano arriba! Yo, screen share for the... Yo, he the savior of Puerto Rico boxing right there, man. Y'all
Ooh,
know it.
Na Belanga.
El Montro.
Na Belanga. You kidding me?
El Montro, papi.
El Montro.
El Montro.
Oh, no.
Shit,
Xander,
you know what
dog.
It is.
El Montro, dog. That's a
Yo,
Super
we did it.
Car.
We did it, baby. Puñeta. We did it. We sold out the garden, baby. Stop hating on EB, man. Edgar Belanga, man.
Yo,
I got to go, man.
Back,
I got to go. You getting too much time to hate on Edgar, man. Who we got over there? Looking like Majinbe, New Jersey. What up?
Wepa. Yo, get that fake Puerto Rican out of here.
Whoa.
You know,
so Danny could be a Philly Rican. Danny could be a Philly Rican. Why he can't be a New York Rican?
No, everybody
ain't got to talk Spanish to be Puerto Rican.
The caller that was before me. The caller that was before me. Not.
Oh, you talking about, yeah. You talking about David. Yeah, David, you know, he a bandwagon fan, man. He jumped off the bandwagon.
Definitely a bandwagon. Save Teal of Puerto Rico. When has Teal ever walked in with a Puerto Rican flag? Get the fuck out of here.
He need one. He need one.
Yo, he does. He definitely does. Saying that Berlanga's trainer was Ronnie Shields. What the fuck are you talking about? That's Andre Rozier. But I will say, too many brains in that damn corner. He has to pick one. Pick one. And in reality, he should pick the right one, which is leaving everybody in that corner. They're not, they're not knockout type trainers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought that. And even though Salas is not, he is very basic, and he does need to do something about his basics. I mean,
George, let me get a screen share to get the haters mad, man. Look at that.
There you go.
Look at that.
There you go.
Tito Trinidad giving him the blessing, man.
Yo, Berlanga, he has work to do, but I do believe that he has the skills to be a great fighter.
Great. Whoa.
I think he has the skills to be a great fighter. Sometimes, listen, if I am top rank, I'm doing the Jaime route. Jaime route.
For real, Jaime got like 40 fights, man.
Yeah, 40 fights, most bums. I mean, probably 90% bums. And,
throw him a couple welterweights, right?
Yep, throw him a couple welterweights. Give him Banana. Give him Jason Rosario. Bring him all the way up to 68.
This is going to make him hot, George. This is going to make him hot. Lolo Reyes,
yeah.
The two kings, baby. Look, my man. Yo, tell her this work hours, man. This work hours. Tell her she can't text no more, man. She always got you occupied doing work, man.
Carlos Porson. It's Carlos Porson.
Danny's
a texter. I've been watching him, bro. I got him.
Yeah.
We're going to have to bring that shit up in the next meeting.
Yo, and then what was this about Atlanta and New York City?
Yeah, they was trying to compare Atlanta strip clubs to New York City strip clubs. That's James Benitez. He's only 25,
Okay.
Man. That's why.
Okay. Yo, nobody knows about Atlanta, man. Nobody.
Nah, I don't know about all that. I ain't with you on that. I definitely know about Atlanta. Yo, let me get a screen share. Daddy Yankee, bite. Get a gasoline. He is adored by the community. Y'all better get on the bandwagon, because when he take off, then it's going to be too late for y'all, man. He's going to drop y'all off,
and
man.
And then Tracy Morgan, Spike Lee. Remember, he was at the Knicks game a couple of days ago. Spike Lee was there with him.
Yeah. I mean, Springside.
New York City loves this guy. He is going to be a main event again at the Garden. He's going to sell out again. It's just they got to put him on that Jaime Munguia type of train right now.
Yo, Jason Quigley would be perfect for him next.
Perfect. Hmm. Perfect.
Even
that would actually be very good.
Yo, even the other dude with the mustache, man. What's his name?
Gary O'Sullivan.
That's his name.
Yep. Great fight. Again, I think they're going to have to do something about Kay or Rozier. John David Jackson would be the perfect trainer, in my opinion. You know, somebody that's used to a big puncher could actually show him how to cut the ring off, or maybe get him some work with inside the Triple G camp or the Canelo camp. I know they want that Canelo fight sooner or later down the line, but to be honest with you, his skills are never going to be there.
Who, Berlanga?
Yeah. Remember, that's what he was pitching. He was like, me and Canelo 5 years down the road, blah, blah, this and that. It's never going to happen. So might as well get him into that training camp, show him how to cut the ring off, because, following that guy around all night long, his jab was one way. I mean, it was just one speed, nothing different, no tripling up, doubling up, nothing. He didn't even, I was watching Bivol yesterday as well, just, doing a little recap, and you see Bivol so fucking great at you know, keeping people off balance with his jab, changing height with the jab, up, down, and not even throwing it all the time. And then just like kind of loop jab, then straight jab, and then all of a sudden you get a left hook. I mean, that's the type of shit that I want to see Berlanga with, especially with that power right hand. But I don't know, man. He seemed, yesterday, to be honest with you, he just seemed lost. He just seemed lost. But I do think he has talent. I do think he has talent. But yo, that's my call. Danny, get off those fucking texts, bro.
Yeah, man. It's either text or March Madness. Nah, but it's all good. We gonna see him in the next meeting, man. We're going to see him in the next meeting. But listen, that is not everybody, because I just seen someone jump on over here in the 954. Where is the 954? Danny, who's winning over there?
I'm watching the Notre Dame Texas Tech game. I'm a Notre Dame guy. We're down three right now.
He's watching freaking
damn
State. States that ain't even from around here. Like, what's up with that?
I mean, Notre Dame is pretty close to Chicago. So.
Oh, man. Come on, bro. 954. I don't know that number. Let me see. That is.
Man, I thought you had this down pack, and that's what's going on.
Alex in Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Puerto Rico. Prendimos la casa en fuego, papi. Bro, like, did you see that guy, not Bausa, in the undercard?
Yeah. Nah, we didn't get to see Bausa, man.
You saw Almestica?
Yeah.
Did you see
he's
that
he's from
fight?
Orlando.
He looks good, bro.
Yeah. You know,
yeah,
it's funny.
Like,
I called his fight.
Orlando
he fought
is representing,
in,
bro.
Yeah, he fought in I think Myrtle Beach or in Atlanta one time, and I caught one of his fights. I met him before.
He's good, bro. Like, he looked really skilled, like, on the inside, on the outside. I never saw him before, but he looked really impressive to me. But yeah, who you think like Sayas could fight next?
I mean, if they ready to step him up, Jorge Cota, Thomas Lamana. You know, Ted Cheeseman.
Okay. Yeah, I like a Thomas Lamana fight. I think that'd be a step up. I like a fight like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he's good. What do you think about his power? He's not very.
They could put
like,
him in there with Curtis Stevens if they want to headline him. Put him in the guard and him versus Stevens.
Yeah.
Because Stevens
right,
went
bro,
back
yeah,
down to 54.
All
right. You know,
good
Curtis
show,
went
bro.
Back down to 54. Thank you, brother. He went back down to 54, so that'd be a good fight. He was always a small guy, but
yeah.
That is everybody. Next GTO, Grand Man, Twitter, catch us tomorrow morning.
Yo.
Oh, Info Joe. You got to use that hands up feature. I didn't know you was there, bro. That's that pumpkin pie, Puff Puff Pastries got me numb.
Right.
Because you know, there ain't no show
without Info Joe.
Are you ready for our next bout? Let me hear you.
Shout out to the boxing god.
It's showtime.
TheBoxingGod.com.
The fight starts now. Give the fans a show and let your hands go.
Puff Puff Pastries on IG. Satisfy that cannabis infused sweet tooth.
Yo, what up, my boxing brothers? What up, Ringwalk? What up, Ness?
You.
What up, Joe?
What up, champs? That sweet potato pie, though, Ness.
I should rock it.
It's cool. It's cool. I'm glad you like it, man. You try it, Danny?
Nah, I said I'm saving mine. For tonight, after I smoke, you know, I get the munchies. So I'm going to have a sweet potato pie.
Word up. Try that popcorn, too, man.
Yeah, Ness was like, oh, it's sweet.
it's like, you know, potent. It actually tastes good. Like,
right.
It's good, man.
Thanks, brothers. All right, man. First things first, shout out to the boxing gods. Let's get into this shit. Hey, man, I think they put the cart before the horse, man, with Belanga, man. The hype that he has going into this fight, man, he's not that guy yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that he couldn't be that guy or can't get there. He's young enough to develop what he needs to develop, man. But there's too much hype on him for how he performed yesterday. He looked older than Steve Rose, man. Steve Rose, 36, 37 years old. He plodding around the ring, moving like a heavyweight. You know what I'm saying? I can ask JT's son right now, what do you do with movers? I bet you JT's son is going to say go to the body right off the top. I don't understand why he didn't go to the body as much as he should have. Normally when the fighter is backing up, that's when you open up on the body, because when he's backing up, he has his hands up protecting his head. Just little things like that and cutting off the ring, man. I truly believe that, like one of the other callers said, man, he needs to take a step back. He can still be on TV. I think Hawk went a little bit too far, but he should never give him a few tune-ups, man. I don't know about main event. I know New York City loves him, man, and I get it. But I think Xander Zayas is the Puerto Rican guy, man, to watch.
Yeah, but he ain't fighting nobody. Berlanga actually stepped up to names. Xander's still fighting no names.
Yeah, I just see the technique and the skill there right now more than Berlanga. Maybe that's why. Maybe when he steps up in competition, I might have a change of thought. But I can see it. You know what I'm saying? He got a jab for sure, no doubt. Xander's Berlanga don't got a jab, man.
Nope.
Up and down.
None.
So, that's why I say Xander Zayas, man. As far as Blair, oh, my God, I had high hopes for this guy, man. He's good for boxing, man. But he got to win when you talk all of that good shit he was talking, man.
Absolutely.
He got to win. And I agree with some of the other callers. Maybe Rocha wasn't the guy to put him in with yesterday, man. But hopefully bounce back, man, after a loss like that. He might need to be a little bit more quiet, but still be Blair the Flair, no doubt. That DAZN card, I liked it with, what was that, Wasim? And good fight, man. Good fight right there. Who was that? Who was the guy he was fighting?
That was
on DAZN?
That was Sonny Edwards. No, that was Wasim. That was Pro-Bellum.
That card. Shout out to the Wriggle Rule, too. He did a good job, though.
Regis.
Regis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good job. That's all I got, man.
Hey, really quick, Joe. I see somebody in the comments said that they want to buy some. For those who haven't heard or who maybe are tuned in on TikTok, you know, just really quick, Puff Puff Pastries, talk about it and where they can find your product.
Hey, man, we got the best infused gourmet pastries in America, man. I'm here to change the idea. I know everybody had a bad edible experience. I'm here to change the game. Puff Puff Pastries, we can be reached at Puff Puff Pastries. I mean, www.puffpuffpastries.com.
You high as hell.
Yeah, I am.
Never get high on your own supply.
I'm baking right now, so I got to taste what I bake. So, yeah, it's one of them days.
See, that's a good chef right there. Good chef tastes what they're whipping up. So.
Yo, we never even said that Terrence Crawford had also spoke out.
We did.
But we ain't say what he said.
No, we didn't.
You know what I'm saying? He was like all that talking his ass been doing, shaking my head.
Word up. Yo, check me out on IG at Puff Puff and Pastries, too. And that's all I got, gentlemen. Everybody have a blessed day today. And shout out to the boxing guy. Hey, y'all, the numbers is low, man. These guys is working. They doing pound for pound work. And they ain't getting the love that they should get, man. Hit them thumbs up, subscribe, become a Patreon. They going to be here forever and ever in a day. So subscribe, man. Hit the thumbs up. I'm out, gentlemen. Peace.
Peace. We going out to Seattle.
Premier Boxing Champions presents
Mr. DDC.
Anybody think they see some flaws in my game? Call out.
Hey, Buzz, stop crying. Join the team.
Paul Heyman is a blessing to the sport of boxing.
The sun is shining. The chick stays shining.
Fuck Top Rank.
Good job, Al Heyman.
Last time I checked, unification is Trump mandatory.
Because Paul Heyman and PBC offered me something bigger.
Show me.
I guess I got to be like everybody else and say Al Heyman. I can quit my job now, baby.
SCS Promotions.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You.
Yo, 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 what's good? What's good, TBV community? Shout out to TBV, the best part of, you know, ending the day is definitely some PBC and TBV. So Jacob Cobbs or Bud Cobbs, that was a cool performance he little did, you know, came in there with the WrestleMania dude. I don't really know his name. You know, he lost. I didn't bet this weekend. I'm glad I didn't. But I definitely got some money on Katie and Dillian and all them other dudes. But my main thing this whole weekend, Ness, I mean, let's keep it real. Who Bud fighting? I mean, he's training for who? Josh Taylor?
It was supposed to be Blair. It was supposed to be Blair, but he lost.
Blair was going to get Bud?
Man, he wasn't getting that fight. Y'all don't listen to Ness, man. Ness off that podcast
page. Bud's doing the cleanup crew right now. He's waiting for Earl to fight, but then he going to choose a fight, and then Earl not going to want to fight him. He's just trying to play safe, man, so he don't get blamed. That's my call, man. TBV for life.
Oh, why? Yo. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter.
At Ness the Gibbs on TikTok.
LV Slugger still on the line. Yo, look at the last piece of the puzzle. Haney tweeted, speak positive and you shall receive. You think that mean he got the fight?
Man, I hope so.
Only time y'all see me in rage is when I turn into the bronze mama.
I want a body, and he gonna be the body.
Hey!
Better be ready. The medical better be ready. The referee better be ready. They better have that power to be able to hold
it. SDS Promotion.
Right.
LV Slugger.
TBV fellas, what up?
What up?
Up. Yeah, man. Let me start off by saying this. Like I said, I don't know if you read my super chat, but Future shitting on any New York rapper not named Biggie, man. Straight like this. What else I had to say? And the strip club's better down here in the A. In New York, they don't even get naked up there, man. But I give y'all that. Y'all got the looks, but as far as the strip, they don't even get naked in there, man.
You must ain't been to New York, man. I don't know where you've been at anyway, like.
All right, well, let me go ahead and finish. But Berlanga, man, that man still got a lot of work to do before we get him in there with the champs, the top at 168, man. He got too many voices in his corner, man, and it might be kind of throwing him off, you know, in a young fighter, man, might be hearing all them voices, you know what I'm saying? I think he might need to just crack down to just one or two trainers, man. That might be too much going on over there. So hopefully he can just, you know, continue to develop. You know, lately, you know, Xander Zayas has been impressing me more than Berlanga. You know, early in their career was the Berlanga with the first round KOs. You know what I'm saying? He was getting a lot of buzz. But Zayas has lately really been showing more improvement and showing he really going to probably, you know, be at the top of 154 soon. You know, Benitez had called in and said something about him being a world champion. You know, I don't think Jermell, once, you know, whoever get that undisputed, I don't think they'll be at 154 too long. So I think, you know, they'll eventually drop them belts. And, you know, how Bob get down that WBO, you know what I'm saying? I think Xander, you know, eventually will get that title, you know what I'm saying, at 154. So he's definitely looking good. But, yeah, Berlanga still got some work to do, man. Hopefully, you know, he can do what he got to do. To get back, you know, getting that. I mean, he got the buzz, you know, like you said, you got the big names coming in looking at him, but I just feel like he still got some work to do for getting in the top at 168, man. But Quigley is a good, like, perfect. You know what I mean? That's a perfect to get back on your KO streak. If you can knock a Quigley out, you know what I'm saying? I think you just, Yeah, especially seeing what Andrade did. But what up, Blair the Flair, you know, he is come, that would come with the territory, man. He had a lot of shit, you know, he was talking, you know what I'm saying? So he already knew what was going to come with it if he lost. So, you know, hopefully he can bounce back, but don't stop talking. You know, that was the reason why a lot of people, you know, talking about him, because like y'all were saying, he's not highly ranked or nothing like that. So he might as well keep it going. You know what I mean? So, you know, hopefully he can just, you know, bounce back, get back in the lab, you know, and try to get a big win to try to get one of these big fights. But, you know, I really don't see it, man. But, yeah, ain't no sense to stop talking now. But, yeah, man, that's really all I got, man. That's my call.
All right, LV. I appreciate the call. And don't forget, catch us tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. You can follow me at Nestor Gibbs on TikTok. Don't forget to check out The Boxing Voice on all forms of social media. You can check me out on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. And my co-host, Ringwalk Danny, at Ringwalk Danny on all platforms.
On all platforms, champ.
And, yeah, man, catch us mañana.
Arrivederci.
Nos vemos. Peace. Bye. We're done.
Perfect time, Jim.
That was early.
Oh, you're like another, you're such a sports whore, man.
I am.
Watch another sports, bro.
There's somebody in the chat when he was like, I've never had a cold. Oh, you got to unplug it. Unplug it so they can hear you. There you go.
What's up, people? Brian Garcia is all hype, he says. Uber Langa is not ready for Munguia, he says. How can a boxer focus on an opponent with their country on the brink of destruction? Oh, you must be talking about Lomachenko.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, listen, man. We'll be back. We're going live tomorrow again.
At what time?
At 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or 9 a.m. Eastern. Yeah. You see the shirt? Mm. What up, though? That's us. Yeah. Bye. Very dirty. Share your live video. And now. 247 followers. No followers.
Yep. Yep. I played out here at UNLV for a year, and then I just took the academic route, graduated early. Came to here, and then started working here last year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The caliber was nice. John.
Yeah.
So I might try to stop here and open some water. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, John's over the floor.
Is he here Monday to Friday usually?
Yes, but he typically won't be here till like afternoon time. So like perfect time to catch him from like 2 o'clock to like 6.
Okay. So basically just leave it kind of what to do, so.
Yes. So please.
So see you later, Uber Langa.
Huh?
We have half a good class.
Call you Uber Langa, man. Ubalanga.
Ubalanga. Ubalanga.
Ubalanga.
There are a lot of
these motherfuckers,
like try and catch like the top of those light flaps.
Yep.
Always gather a lot of dust, and these lights will be the same as in Studio B
Mark,
too.
How you going,
but
other than that, was it boxing?
Yum. Korea, you at all of us?
I ate my pie. Cause I don't play no games. You up in here acting crazy, lame. I'm like, yo, what's really going on? Yo, that's crazy. My TikTok do so well, but I don't get no followers, man.
You gotta stop.
Nah, bro, I promise you, that's how TikTok is. Like, I don't follow anybody on TikTok unless your videos came across my For You page probably a handful of times, and, like, I like your content, then I'll follow you. But I got to see
you. Why are you making all the follows, man?
No, I'm picking on who I follow on
social media.
Crazy, yo.
I'm
Hey, George.